songs can be inexplicably tied to emotions and memories, where you were or how you felt. And next week, the Arts and Aging Network starts its next session of its Music of Your Life program that's geared towards seniors and people who are living with dementia, as well as their care partners and loved ones. And Erin Windsor is the executive director of the Arts and Aging Network, and Kara Noftel is a program assistant with the group, and they both join us now in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Erin, I want to start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about the Arts and Aging Network and what you do?
Yeah, so the Arts and Aging Network, we recently had a rebrand. We used to be called Old School Intergenerational Projects. So this is actually not our first time on the morning show. We were here with our old school bus. It was probably a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. Seems like a while ago. So basically what we do and the reason for the rebrand and the name change is to be more specific on what we do. So we offer programs, performances, and education, and it's all to support creative aging. So that includes intergenerational work, working with people who are living with dementia and their loved ones, and offering support, as well as trainings for people who have loved ones with dementia. That's something that we're working on right now that we can offer. And we have a program for artists specifically who will work with us and offer these programs so that they have all of the tools in their toolbox so that they're able to appropriately come up with the programming and that kind of thing.
So, Erin, why is it important to focus this work on seniors, and in particular those who may be struggling with dementia right now?
This program, The Music of Your Life, we initially created for people living with dementia to be fully inclusive of that, but it is really for everyone. So right now we are doing our registration through the Alzheimer's Society as a partnership, and it's happening at the library as another partnership, which is great. But we are going to open it up to all seniors, and because there are so many aspects to getting older, and sometimes it is a cognitive thing, sometimes it's a physical thing, but the main thing is that everybody's an individual and everybody has needs, and we want to meet them as much as we can, and that's and through what we do, which is the arts. So basically, we don't want anybody to feel like if they're not living with dementia, they can't be a part of it. We also don't want to feel like anybody feel pressure to say their diagnosis out loud. We understand that there's a stigma, which we're really positively, we're trying to break down to make it a more positive effect. Mm-hmm. So hopefully through all of our work, we'll be able to do that.
Kara, I want to bring you into this conversation now. So as part of the programming, there is this Music in Life session, mm-hmm. Music of Your Life, and you're going to be running the session for the next 4 weeks. Can you tell me a bit more about how those sessions work?
Sure. I've had the pleasure all last fall to help with Music of Your Life. We had a trained music therapist that ran it last time, but I'm taking the reins now this go-around, which is pretty exciting. So it's great. It has a lot of reminiscent type of aspects for the seniors. So we touch on everything from, like, even the old records and all the old music and all the different genres. And it's just a beautiful way to see their sort of reactions and their memories when they do happen. So it's a really powerful thing. The music is just one side of it. When we sit there sometimes and maybe the parents and their relatives are also there participating in the program, just to watch them sit back and see the impact and see mm-hmm. some sort of an emotional reaction, or could be joy. I mean, it could be just them remembering the sound of a song or a memory that it invokes. It's a pretty powerful thing, and it's a really beautiful program to be involved in. I'm very blessed to take on this next reign of it, so.
Do you have any standout moments or favorite memories yourself of being involved in this group?
Sure. One of the ones that we did just prior to Christmas was at a location in Mount Pearl, actually, in one of the homes. And, everything was, decorated for the season, and it was about a week before Christmas. And it was just the most joyful group of individuals, everything from the workers in the home and the caretakers to the residents. and there was laughter, there was dancing, and they just, you know, they had instruments, they had tambourines, and it was, I mean, if it was an hour, but it, my God, it really made my day. And just to see the joy and the appreciation of having a program come into the home. A lot of homes have, you know, have certain programs that they run on a continuous basis, but it was nice to bring something different. Mm-hmm. And we were able to, you know, introduce them to a lot of the old music and some of the new stuff as well. So it's I can't say enough. It's really beautiful. Yeah.
Erin, can you give me a bit more detail about if someone is taking part in these sessions, like how things kind of go?
Yeah, so right now, again, we've done offerings at homes as well through the spring and then again in the fall. Basically, it's like I said, it's open. You come on in, get a seat. We try to make it an inclusive seating, somewhat in a semicircle, maybe a couple of, you know, rows, but that everybody can see everything. And essentially, we get to know everybody. We give out name tags. It's really important to us that everybody's acknowledged, and that everybody has, you know, some kind of say, whether it's just knowing, what, like, I think I said when I spoke to you earlier, like, you might not know everything that they like because they might not be able to tell you, but being able to comment on the things that they're wearing and complimenting people and allowing them to know that they are just as important as everybody else in the room. So when they come in, have a seat, you know, Kara will introduce. We also have Alex Abbott, who's going to be there with Kara facilitating. And basically, they'll get started singing some songs, and then through that comes conversation. We have pieces, like Kara said, records, tapes, CDs, and sheet music and things like that we pass around. Actually, I just had a memory of when we're at one of the homes in St. John's in the spring. There's a lady who I actually know quite well through multiple programs, and we gave her the spoons, and I've never seen anybody play the spoons like she did.
Really?
And I remember being completely shocked because I've done music with her a million times. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where did that come from? Like, it was totally amazing. I just remembered as you were telling the story about, you know, everybody playing along and joyful, and her, and you know, me being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're so good at this. And she's just like, oh yeah, not do it. And, anyways, that was just a funny moment. But we'll pass out instruments throughout if people want to play along. We encourage people to sing along. One of the sessions, we encourage kind of like, you know, songwriting. We get people's interests and we add them into a song that they already know. Mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So it does give that that focus on everybody being involved and their individual preferences and things like that.
Mm-hmm. It's really about meeting them where they are, right? And making
Absolutely.
Them feel included and able to communicate, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Like exactly. And everybody is kind of on all different levels of ability.
Totally.
Yeah,
and so. Everybody has their own story, right? Everybody has their whole life with them. Mm-hmm. And we can't see that. So we're trying to bring out every aspect of that we can.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're getting close to news time now. But just give us quickly the details for anyone who wants to take part in these sessions. Where can they get involved?
So we are doing our registration through the Alzheimer's Society, so they can give them a call. Unfortunately, I do not have their number right in front of me.
I'll do it. 709-576-0608. And I'll give the email too.
Sure.
admin@alzheimernl.ca. Kara, Erin, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Erin Windsor and Kara Noftel are with the Arts and Aging Network. We're coming up to news time.